Podcast.
I am one of the few people who think the Patriots are actually going to be really good this year.
Let's go!
Oh, God.
It's me. It's Kevin Wiles.
What a shocker. Surprise.
All right, welcome in to the R. Bill Simmons podcast. I'm your host, Tribe, and we're talking a Peacock game. We have to. The numbers came in. They were epic. They were much better than expected. It was not a disaster. Like Bill Simmons said, nobody should have gone to jail. Like a variety of people were saying, the government didn't need to get involved. This was a massive success for NBC. It was a solid success for the NFL. And we're going to see a lot more of this in the future. So I'm going to break all that down. I'm going to break down why we're going to have more of them in the future. And it's probably going to be more expensive. So good on NBC to do this on Peacock for $110 million this year to take a risk. And I'm going to... There's a lot of misconceptions out there about this game and maybe why it wasn't a success. Maybe financially they overpaid, what Peacock and NBC needed to even break even. I'm breaking all that down because I saw a lot of idiocy is maybe a strong word, but I have some ideas and I think a lot of people are totally off base here. And again, if you're new to the show, what I do for a living, how I get paid, is I take and I analyze data like this and see what impact it's going to have on the industry and the individual companies that are in the streaming media game. So I don't need to get further than that into what I do, but just you're getting an informed take from someone who looks at this stuff very closely. So first, let's get into it. Why was this such a success? And there's a variety of reasons, but the $23 million. So that's higher than most people thought. And let's back up and give context to what would this game have done on broadcast? We're probably looking at $30 million-ish, maybe a touch more, but around $30 million. And the game on Saturday night last year, $21 million. But it was a bad matchup. It was Chargers versus Jaguars. So the average game on this new wildcard weekend, the six games, 30 million viewers a game on average last year. So that's what we should be setting it at. The Saturday night game, probably going to do worse than Sunday, right? I mean, the Shakey's game is on 4:30, then Saturday night, that's typically not a football watching night. And what's the reason for putting three games on Sunday? Well, it's because Sunday is for football. So in general, Saturday night games are going to have less viewership, but we can offset that to an extent by Patrick Mahomes is a draw for sure. And there was probably a Swiftie factor. I think you cannot discount some fans are watching more Kansas City Chiefs because of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift dating. I mean, I think this is, I don't know if we have conclusive numbers on it, but it makes sense that it's happening. So again, we don't know what it exactly was, but it probably added. But let's just call it 30 million. So what would have been a successful rating number for Peacock? Well, I had been saying, hey, let's assume it gets 20 million. And I think anything below 15 million, that hurts. Because then if you're the NFL, you're giving up 15 million viewers for this experiment slash a little bit of more money. That's too much. That's the fans telling you that, hey, we absolutely love football, but making us pay $6 essentially for a pay-per-view. We're not into that. We don't want to do that. So that would have been 15 million and below. But 23 million, when it would have been 30 million otherwise, the NFL goes, okay, this is our first time doing it on streaming, the first playoff game. It already has almost 75% of the viewership of a normal game. Pretty damn good. Pretty fucking damn good. And we got probably 50 million more, 40 million more than we would have gotten otherwise for the game. And we just strengthened one of our top bidding partners. And I talked about this a lot in the previous episode. So if you haven't listened to that one, I would go and encourage it. But a big reason why the NFL is doing this is because they see the writing on the wall of the linear TV, multi-channel bundle, cable TV, all that stuff. Yes, the boomers are out there in force. Our parents, and if you're older listening to this, they love cable TV. They've had it for decades. They're not going to give it up, even when companies are charging. You know, what's the cable? What's the bill right now that people are paying? People are paying $300 a month for a combination of broadband, internet, phones, TV, and a bunch of DVR boxes and the HD fee. What are the millennials and Zoomers paying? Well, most of them don't even have the bundle, but they're paying $50 to T-Mobile and Verizon home internet and $75 for YouTube TV and no phone. So it's $125 versus $300. And then they're probably dropping YouTube TV after the football season ends. So it's just a very different setup from – it's a very different outlook and setup for people paying for media in different generations. And so the NFL is looking at this, planning for the long term, and saying, well, we want a variety of strong bidders for our product in the 2030s. If we can get NBC, who we love doing Sunday nights – if we can get their Peacock streamer built up and help them get several million new subscribers, which they probably did, that's going to be massive for them in the long run. And that can help them succeed, which ultimately helps us succeed, because the healthier the media partners are, the more money the NFL is going to get long term. So are they okay giving up 7 million viewers in one of six playoff games? So that's key. It's one of six. It's not the only one, and they're not doing it for next round. It's the first round of the playoffs. Remember, wildcard weekend used to be four games. It's now six, and they can experiment with those extra couple of games. So very, very solid for the NFL and NBC. Now, let's talk about the financials of this deal, because I saw a lot of – I'm seeing tweets saying NBC needed like 18 million subs at $6 a pop to make this profitable. And that's absolutely wrong. And I got into this on Twitter with people because they were fucking wrong. They were absolutely fucking wrong. So let's back up, actually. One more point. What were the expectations for this game? Well, there's two people on Twitter that had some takes on this. Joe Flint, he's a media analyst, writes for the Wall Street Journal, media reporter. He's had some banger pieces. He does a great job covering the industry. And one of those pieces was on Netflix a while back about how, you know, when their stock went from 700 to 150, they basically did a 180. They're doing advertising now. They're cutting back on quantity, and they're only focusing on quality. So he's broken down a lot of great stories over the course of his time being a media reporter, and he had an over-under on the Peacock game getting 1 million subscribers. 1 million. I think we're way above that. And then TV Grim Reaper on Twitter, yeah, it's kind of a funny name. He is known for his quote-unquote grim takes on TV, but he chronicles basically a ton of different TV data, and he was projecting 10 to 15 million viewed. So yes, even if you're thinking he's grim, let's take the high upside of that. Let's say the average thought was 15 to 17 and a half million. The 23 million for Peacock is massive. Okay, back to the financials of this. So on Twitter, people are saying the only way to get to the 110 million is 18 million sub for 1 month at $6 to get there. That's totally fucking false. It's idiotic thinking. And I challenged someone on this and they came back to me and said, I'm not looking to do a financial model. Go fuck yourself, because that is not at all what the tweet was. Don't throw out a bad tweet and then don't admit when you're wrong, which is what Bill Simmons does. Bill Simmons on his podcast today didn't admit that he was wrong because the Peacock game wasn't a disaster. So here's the financial breakdown I'm basically doing. So I'm saying that if you have 23 million people watching the game, that also includes the local affiliates. So everybody in KC and Miami have the ability to watch it on broadcast. Now, some of them might have watched on Peacock. Maybe some of them didn't even know that they kept getting advertised Peacock and they said, shit, I got to download Peacock. But let's be totally safe and let's say 15 million people watched it on Peacock. And then let's say it's 50-50 if you had Peacock already and if you didn't. And so the reason I say that is because I did a poll on the R. Bill Simmons Pod Twitter account, and I said, how were you guys watching the game? Did you buy Peacock and were you new? Did you buy Peacock and you already had it? Did you not watch the game? What are the results? And the majority, over 50%, said they watched it and they already had Peacock, which was crazy to me. I thought that was high. Now, granted, what's the bias selection? The R. Bill Simmons podcast, they're big sports fans. They're online, so they might not even have the cable TV bundle. So maybe it would be like, oh, $6 for a football game, which I usually don't get. I'll pay for. They're listening to Bill Simmons, so they're probably football fans, right? If you're following me and you follow the account because I tweeted some hilarious Bill and Cousin Sal audio or something, or a meme of Bill and Cousin Sal, then you're listening to those pods. You're going to be the target audience for Peacock. It also has Premier League. It has college basketball. It has WWE. I'd forgotten about that, but a lot of people like WWE. So there's a lot of reasons why you would already have Peacock if you're a sports fan, or in the case of wrestling, kind of what the quasi entertainment and sports, right? So let's take the 15 million that watched on Peacock. Let's set the over under at 7.5 million new subscribers. That's pretty massive because, like I said in an episode in part one of this, Peacock had 30 million subs going into the game. So if they were immediately able to get 7.5 million, that's insane. Now, of course, not everybody's going to keep it. And a lot of people are out there and they did their screenshots. So whatever, fine, we got it. But a lot of people legitimately immediately bought the Peacock and canceled it immediately, which is fine. That's $6. That's the right. I would argue, I mean, think about this. When you go to a movie for 2 hours, you got to drive there. You can't have it in your home. And you pay $10 to $15 on the ticket. You pay overpriced popcorn. You can get popcorn in your own house. Or if you're going to watch a game at a bar, you're spending $6 a drink, if not more. You're spending on bar food. $6 for 3 hours of entertainment really is not that much. It's really not. So all the whining and complaining was insane. But whatever, we'll talk about that later. I'm talking about right now the financial projections. And so here's how I'm kind of breaking it down. Because number one, people forget that these games generate advertising revenue. I mean, think about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is like the advertising – well, the Super Bowl is the advertising Super Bowl of the year. Obviously, everybody watches those. I think commercials at this point, I think they might be up to $6 million, $7 million for half a minute, so it's high. Obviously, the commercials in this game aren't as much, but in looking at recent reports – 40 to 50 million is probably what we should expect for what this game did, because that's been data out there that 42 million was the average. 42 million was the average a couple years ago for what the NFL playoff games got in the first round. And then also remember that we expanded from 4 to 6 with new playoff teams. So there's two more games on Wild Card Weekend, and NBC and CBS bought those games for $70 million. So they're going to expect to recoup a decent amount of that in advertising revenue. Now, the advertising revenue is not going to be fully the $70 million, most likely, because they can monetize it in a couple different ways. First, Paramount Plus and Peacock also simulcast those games. They were expecting some subscribers that way. And then the other one is just that if you're the next time NBC and CBS go to negotiate a network fee, they can say, hey, we have wildcard playoff games now. We have extra ones. And so, you know, that can potentially get them a better rate that they're paid for the future. But so that's how they're monetizing it. So I think a starting point is let's call NBC paid $110 million for the game. And let's say $50 million they got in advertising. So now you need to make up $60 million. I said over under 7.5. So let's call it, and I'm being cautious, but that's 7.5. So let's call it 8 times 6, 8 million times the $6 price. And let's say a couple people, some people signed up for the $11.99 one with no ads. So let's say they got another $50 million just in the first month alone, 8 times 6, and round up. We're already at $100 million. And then the 8 million subs are 100% going to cancel the next month? Absolutely not. Now, it could be 50%. I don't know. Could be pretty high, but NBC knows what they're doing. They know they needed great content to keep people around. And what did they do? They bought the rights to Christopher Nolan's movies starting in February. And February 16th, they're putting Oppenheimer on Peacock. Why is February 16th significant? Because the wildcard game was on the 13th. So if you want to watch Oppenheimer, you got to stick with Peacock for at least another month. And the benefit of that in a variety of ways, but Oppenheimer was one of the most massive movies this year. It was huge. Barbenheimer took the world by storm. This is a huge deal for Peacock. This is the first time Oppenheimer is going to be available. And people are used to renting these movies for $5, $7, $10. People used to pay $20 for DVD, $25, whatever. So there's easily, in a couple weeks from now or almost a month from now, you could very easily say to have people say, you know what? I'm not watching that much on Peacock, but Oppenheimer is in a week and I would have paid $6 for it anyway. I'll do Oppenheimer again. Or maybe they switch to the premium plan and get Oppenheimer for no ads. Maybe they do that. I don't know. So you can see how NBC is thinking about this. And anyone who is saying that they needed to recoup all of this in 1 month without advertising revenue just doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. I mean, that those are just the facts on the ground. So we need to cover that. And then in general, what's the future outlook here for these games? So I just went through why I think NBC got a steal. I think they're going to make way more than $110 million in this because I think in the first month, they already made $100 million. And they're going to make more than that in the second month. Let's say there's a 50% churn rate. Then 4 times 6, $25 million. You're already in the green, $125 million. $100 million plus 25 versus 110. And then some of these people are going to stay on and stay on and stay on. The other aspect people are missing is that if you sign up for the ad-supported plan on a Peacock, then all of the shows and movies you watch in sports with advertising, all of that gives them revenue as well because they want more and more people watching Peacock. So this was a home run for NBC, in my opinion, and they're going to hype it up. Again, we'll see what they say on their earnings call. It's going to be in a couple weeks. I'm pumped to see what they say, but they were extremely pumped for this. And obviously you knew that they were because they had the Peacock explanation by Tirico, which was kind of funny, the Peacock recap. So what does this mean for the future? So there's a couple things here. Let's look at it from the NFL's perspective. The NFL goes, okay, this was a win. We didn't get the $30 million. We're okay giving up 7 million viewers to get $40 million more, right? Because they usually do these games for 70, so they get $40 million more. And data from us about what streaming games get, that's important. And then we build up a partner. So what's going to happen in the future? The NFL is all about strong bidders for their next rights deal. And they have to balance that with showing the games to people where they are. So I like the idea from the NFL's perspective on a wild card weekend playoff game, maybe even two. Maybe even two, but at least one. So let's say the NFL goes out next year and the NFL says another playoff game, Saturday, 8:30, we're putting it up for bid. Peacock got a huge benefit for it. They're probably still in the mix, but you know who else is probably in the mix? I bet you Paramount Plus comes in. I bet you Paramount Plus says, damn, look at those numbers. We want this. And again, it's instant customer acquisition. And you run the math for Paramount Plus just like you run it for NBC and Peacock. And you say, we get several million new subs. The people that like us stay. They watch the ad supporter plan. We get revenue for that. Let's do that. Okay. That's Paramount Plus. What does Max say? Okay. Now that it would have to be on a broadcast network, so it would be a little bit different. I don't think you'd only want the game on TNT, but maybe you could. Maybe Saturday night you throw the game on TNT in the local market, so that'd be a little bit harder to do, but you could figure it out. And then you do Max. They could be in the mix. They could want something. Apple? I mean, man, if anybody's got money, it's Apple. Now, Apple, I think, is probably used even less than Peacock. I don't think people are watching that much Apple. They do have a lot of very good original shows. I always recommend Severance is just such a banger. It's one of the best shows, I think, of the last several years. But they get very little usage out of that. If Apple wants to make a splash, they didn't need to be the first. They can look at what NBC did. And now Apple's kind of going, all right, well, man, we spend $150 million, $175 million in this game next year. It's instant customer acquisition, instant marketing. All the people are going to get Apple TV Plus. And then as soon as they get to Apple TV Plus, a lot of people are going to check out the service. So that's what this is all about. It's you get people on, they check out the service. So what I expect is I expect a bidding war. And if the NFL wants to do one game again, there's going to be a big bidding war for it. If they want to do two games, they can try that as well. But here's why I don't think they'll go above two is because the NFL knows where its bread is buttered. It's people watching games on broadcast TV. That's why they're, in my opinion, they're not going to do this for the second round, which gets higher ratings. And absolutely they will not do this for the championship games and the Super Bowl. This is wild card weekend only. And okay, so maybe what they could do next year is maybe you do one wild card weekend game, and then remember NBC Peacock had the Peacock game earlier in the season. Maybe you do more of those earlier in the seasons, right? You do a one-off like Amazon had the Black Friday game. And could Amazon be in the mix? Sure, but Amazon's already. See, I don't think the NFL needs. The NFL already has Amazon. And Amazon's already very strong. So to me, the NFL putting a game on Amazon Prime, it doesn't help the NFL as much because the NFL putting Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime has helped build Amazon Prime into a bigger streaming service. One playoff game on there doesn't do anything for them, I don't think. It doesn't do much. By putting it on Peacock, they build up Peacock. So what here's my projection for the game next year. I think the NFL will want to get this game on Paramount Plus or Apple TV. That's my prediction. They saw the results of this. They like it. Yes, if Peacock pays them more money, they could do it with Peacock as well. But I think eventually they want to get the other streamers involved so they get that NFL fan base to build up so that it benefits them in the end. Look, the NFL obviously, greedy. I don't necessarily like that word for the NFL, but the NFL is a business thinking long term about the best situation for their business. And because there's such a strong force of NFL fanhood, they can use that to benefit themselves the longer run. They can have the streamers borrow the NFL fan base for a while, and some are going to stick around. So that's why this game was so massive. And I think people are not understanding this at all. And that's why I'm doing these podcasts, because I want to let people know there's significant strategy going into this. And even if you want to say it from, I don't necessarily believe this as much, but if you watch those games just yesterday, how many commercials were there from T-Mobile and Verizon about the 5G internet, right? It was all over the place. It was in all those games. And then there's commercials from Comcast saying, well, 5G internet sucks. What's the truth? It's probably somewhere in the middle. There are some areas where T-Mobile and Verizon, the wireless companies, have built so much capacity using 5G that they can provide internet to your home. There's other areas where it's probably going to be too congested, so either the service isn't as good or they can't offer the service. So it's somewhere in the middle. But what Comcast has said, and they said this explicitly in their last earnings call, which investors listen to and is very important for the stock to move, and you ultimately want the stock to go up if you're running the company, because that's better for your employees who have stock options, or they get stock. It's better for you as the billionaire owner or CEO of it. It's better for your invest. I mean, it's just better for everybody if the stock's going up. So you want a message. And the new message from Comcast, because remember, Comcast is the biggest broadband provider in addition to having NBC. The new message from Comcast is that here's a reason 5G is not going to work for home internet. It's because more and more sports are going to go on streamers like Peacock, and 5G internet's going to buckle and break when people are watching all those sports. So you're going to need wired into your house, you're going to need cable broadband. And again, I don't necessarily buy that, but that's what they're selling. And so it helps them craft the narrative. So how much is that worth to them? Is that worth 5, 10, 15, 20 million? Maybe it is. And so if that's the case, it was even a better deal for Comcast than what I was saying before, because Comcast being the owner of NBC. Okay, final point here. What does this mean for sports going forward? Personally, I think this clinched Peacock getting NBA games. And by Peacock, I'm ultimately meaning NBC getting NBA games. So I talk about this a lot, but the NBA, they're in this interesting situation where they're taking part from the linear TV world that's collapsing, and they're taking part from the new streaming world that is in build mode and land grab mode. And so they're kind of okay overspending because they want to get the subscribers. So like you saw NBC literally spend $110 million for one game. There's an ability for NBC to spend more. So spend more on sports. So if you think about how is the NBA going to, they want to triple their rights. They want to get from 2.5 million a year to 7.5 million billion a year. That seems pretty excessive to me, especially because the NFL is getting 12 billion a year, and the NFL gets significantly more viewership than the NBA. But could the NBA maybe double its rights, get 5 billion, let's say? If the NBA gets 5 billion, maybe they try to get, I don't know, $1.5 billion from ESPN ABC, 500 million, 750 million from Warner Bros. Discovery, and then maybe a little bit over $1 billion both for NBC and Amazon, maybe. Amazon does the Thursday night game of the week and then gets some playoffs. You do TNT, gets some Max games, which is good for them. Maybe they keep the All-Star weekend. Maybe they do a Tuesday game or something, so they keep it. I think ESPN clearly will want to have a relationship with the NBA. I mean, gosh, imagine if ESPN or and ABC didn't have NBA rights. What would even be on their TV network? You know, it would be all NFL all the time and college football. So they're going to get in. And then I think NBC is kind of waiting there in the wings, where the NBA will have the ability to carve out a package to NBC. And I think it's so easy to do the following. Put Sunday night NBA after Sunday night football. Simulcast that on Peacock. Great. So the NBA loves it. They're going to do Sunday night after Sunday night football, and they're going to do Thursday night after Thursday night football. So all the sports fans who watch games those two nights, the NFL stops, boom, the NBA starts. And I think that's what's going to happen. And it's going to be in the same fucking network too. It's going to be Thursday night Amazon and Sunday night NBC. Okay. But what you also do is you also get games on broadcast, which is key because cable TV is in such decline. And more partners means no fucking playoff games on NBA TV. This is such a joke because not everybody has NBA TV. I think with this new deal, if you're the NBA, you eliminate that because it's just stupid. It's stupid to have that. And what might we be seeing with the NBA? Well, hey, the NBA has got a lot more games than the NFL. A lot more playoff games too. You can do a lot of experimenting here with exclusive games. What if you did, what if you had NBC carry a playoff series? One of the games is exclusive on Peacock. Why not? Try it. See if it works. Give it a shot. Peacock just proved that sports fans will pay for a streaming service for one game. Maybe you do that. You do something like that. But the NBA gets NBC in the mix, and everybody just loves it because we want games back on NBC. And I will say this. I think NBC is proven, and maybe if you take out Garrett, I didn't think Garrett was horrible, but I don't think he's a top-tier guy either. But NBC is known for having a great presentation of sports, at least with the NFL. And then college football. I mean, what was the NBC's number two team calling the NFL playoffs? I think is better than ESPN's number two team. Chris Fowler and Orlovsky and Lewis Riddick. I would take Noah Eagle and Todd Blackledge over that group. So NBC is known for having a great presentation. We could finally get away from NBA fucking countdown. I mean, it's unbelievable how badly ABC and ESPN has failed NBA fans by having a crap NBA countdown. It's insane. It's fucking insane. And do we really like, I mean, do we like Doris Burke and Doc Rivers as the top team? I'm not sure we like that either. So NBC coming in and providing a fresh take on the NBA as a presentation, I think could be very enjoyable. And obviously they have the classic song that everybody loves. But the point I'm making here is that this Peacock game proved to the NBA that Peacock can handle a lot of streams. And it's also proved that people will go and pay for sports on a service like Peacock. And so what I think that means is NBC and Peacock will win NBA rights. They will be a big player. You will see simulcast Peacock NBA games, and you could see exclusive Peacock NBA games. And now the Peacock kind of game plan comes into focus here, because we're looking around, we're going, they're losing $3 billion a year. They're only in the U.S. What's going on here? They don't really have any breakout hits. So we're kind of going, what exactly is a Peacock here? How are they going to make any money, have a business, whatever? But now you see it. Now it makes sense. Now you go, they got a strategy here. And they get NFL, they get NBA, they have WWE, they've got Premier League, they have movies starting on the service, they have the Office of Parks and Rec. I think they should start with a little bit more original content. I heard this on a... It might have been Matt Bellany's pod. Who's either a Matt Bellany's pod or maybe Leslie Goldberg does a I forget the name of it, but her top TV top five. And I think, yeah, maybe it was that one. It was TV top five, and the creator of Girls Five Eva, which is some Tina Fey comedy. It was originally for Peacock. And she was interviewed and she said that, you know, it was a great show, but Peacock was too early to have that show. It didn't have enough subscribers. Later on, when they have more subs and they have a more broad subscriber base, fine. But for now, they went out and they either licensed it or sold it to Netflix, which has 75 million subs. So it made sense for NBC to take. Yeah. So let's finish up here. So number one, anybody who claimed that this game was going to be a complete disaster, they should apologize for it and admit to their fans that they overreacted. Now I'm looking at you, Bill Simmons. I'm looking at Mike Francesa. I'm looking at Charles Barkley. You guys need to admit that you're wrong. And frankly, Charles Barkley and Bill Simmons, when the NBA puts games on Peacock exclusively, they're both going to say, wow, the NBA is so forward-looking. Look at Adam Silver putting the future and streaming into the media deals. What a genius. We know it's going to happen. Save this audio for 2 years from now when it happens, because it's 100% going to happen, 100%. Okay? Number two, massive success for NBC. We already went through the financials. Number three, major success for the NFL, shows them that people will do streaming and gets a big league partner a big boost in subscribers. Number three, expect the game to be bid on heavily next year. I didn't even include ESPN Plus, Hulu, whatever. ESPN ABC could easily do this and put a game on Hulu as a way to boost subs. So again, it's simply any streaming service that does this now gets an immediate boost of several million subscribers. That's amazing. And the NFL wants that because the NFL wants that, and they can use one of six wildcard games a year to get it. And then number four, this means that NBC, I mean, unless I am totally off on this, and I don't think I am, NBC is going to have NBA games in their new package, and they're going to be some on Peacock for sure. So I'll wrap it up there. But if you're interested in any of this stuff, I've got a ton of on sports media. Listen to the most recent episode before this, and then beyond that, if you would like NBA rights deal, just zoom through the episodes, because I talk a lot about ESPN sports rights deal, Amazon into stream mix, all that stuff. And again, what I'm telling you, the listeners, that if you couldn't tell by now, I look at this stuff on a daily basis for work. I'm very well vested in this. I have opinions on it, but I think they're very well informed opinions. And so far, they've treated me at least. Hey, I still got a job in this area, so they've treated me well enough where the opinions have worked out to an extent, at least so far. Might not continue, but whatever. So that's where I'm at. And beyond that, enjoy the games today, because I'm putting this out pretty early before the games start. And plenty of guests in the hopper. One mega idea. I didn't forget about this. There's a mega idea out there that I think. See, I already think Bill listened to the pod because he's doing the YouTube shorts, but I guarantee you guys this, and you will know the episode when it comes out. We will do an episode that Bill Simmons will listen to. I guarantee you that. He will listen to it, 100%. And I actually think he will listen to it, and it'll make him do much better work. You might say, Tribe, you're crazy. What's going on here? No, this is a prediction. The episode, it's taking. There's planning and there's research that goes into this episode. But when this episode hits, you will know it's going to be incredible. And I legitimately think Bill Simmons will start putting out better content because of this episode alone. So it's a tease. I know. I wish I could say more. I can't, because we got to get the ep planned and recorded, but we're close, and it's going to be a fucking banger. So stick around for that one. And then any sports media executives on the pod, my DMs are always open, and I'm happy to chat, because I do work in this field. So if you're interested in anything else, by all means, happy to chat completely anonymously. And yeah, that's just the name of the game. So cheers, everybody. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you later soon.